We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Simulcast coming. Get out the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Move.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. Someone, if you didn't listen to the 2 o'clock hour, which is not simulcast, someone on this show today is going to win two tickets to the big game. Period. End of story. Maybe you've gotten registered over the past couple of weeks. Maybe, like, so there's some from the morning show and some from our show, and that's it. There's not a lot of names in the old hopper. And in the 5 o'clock hour today, someone is going to find out that they've won two tickets to the big game. That is ridiculous. You need two tickets to the big game. Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's have some to give away. Keep listening here for your chance to win, courtesy of Pepsi. Here's the great news. You have a chance to get registered for the tickets this afternoon. We're going to give you a clue this hour. Maybe I'll do it in this segment. We're going to give you a clue this hour. We're going to give you another clue in the next hour. In the 5 o'clock hour, you're going to hear the cue to call. Be the first caller with the correct answer. Your name will go in the drawing for later on in the 5 o'clock hour when we actually pull the winner's name. And here's a pro tip for you. That cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour is going to come early on, because we want to get everyone's name in the hopper. We want to make it fair. And if you're the person today with the correct answer, you're going to get the $50 Jersey Mike's gift card, and maybe you will find out that you are headed to the big game February 2nd.
Woo!
And that would be a story for the ages. So we've got a clue to give you in this hour. You've got to continue to listen. We will have a clue to give you in the 4 o'clock hour. Continue to listen. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, you'll be waiting for the cue to call. And maybe you will find out that you are going to the game that everyone in South Florida wants to go to.
Big
everyone.
Time.
I'm sure people are asking you for tickets.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to tell them, man, wrong tree you're barking up.
Yeah. I mean, people think I have tickets to everything. I imagine, because I used to think, I thought I was told once that every NFL player, past or present, gets two tickets to the Super Bowl, but it's impossible.
Like, no.
Would just be impossible. Every current player gets the opportunity to purchase two tickets, right?
Two tickets at face value, and then you used to be able to sell them.
I was going
to
say, and everyone would purchase them and then resell them.
Oh, man, I killed on that Tampa Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, the thing was like $800.
Because I imagine, too, even if there's like rookies, guys that aren't making a lot of money, you tell them, buy the two tickets, I'll reimburse you for the two tickets, and then you'd have, you know, whatever,
and then they
tickets.
Don't know the market. Right. So you say, hey, pay the grand, I'll give you 15.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh, so they think they made, you know, 1,000 on two of them. Then you go resell them for $4,000, $5,000.
So every current player gets the opportunity to purchase two tickets.
Yes. Then I would go to – I went to Rachel's in Tampa, met the guy there. He gave me $7,000. I've told you the story before. I think I said it on air. $7,000 for two tickets. I thought I was balling. I left Rachel's with $3,000.
I was going to say, he hit the ATM in Rachel's.
Oh, my goodness. I was hot, too. I sat in the parking lot just shaking my
head.
What
did I just do?
What did I just do? I had a good time now.
I would imagine. You're $4,000 in. Let me give the code word for this hour. This is your chance to win $1,000. Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. This hour's code word is rent. Rent. Text the word rent right now to 72881. 72881. You could win $1,000. They're going to pick one text at random nationally. And if it's you, you get $1,000. If you don't win this hour, your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour, so about 4:05. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is a national contest. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Let's quickly get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana, and then we will move on with our Friday festivities. Alejandro?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Your Miami Heat are in action tonight. They host the Los Angeles Clippers at the American Airlines Arena. No Paul George tonight for the Clippers.
Okay. You're going to that game?
I will be there.
All right. That should be a good game. What is the line tonight on that game?
Clippers minus 2.5.
Clippers minus 2.5. Oh, I know what your alarm is going off for.
I know what your alarm is going off for.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
Excellent. That couldn't have worked out any funnier. Every day at 3:05, he plays Pitbull, and now you know how he remembers.
Why don't you do it on the weekend, too?
That's funny. Hey, tweets it out.
On the weekend?
He tweets out 3:05, and it's usually you and Pitbull saying Dolly.
Dedication out of Solana.
All right, what else you got in the headlines?
Hold on, give me a second here. I got to send a tweet really quick.
Dolly.
The Clippers Dolly. Are minus 2.5, by the way. I'm not sure if I said that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about tonight. Clippers are damn good basketball team. And do we know about Jimmy Butler? And
They're all day-to-day. I assume they will be playing, but I'll keep an eye on it.
Jimmy is questionable, right, or probable.
Right.
Goran, probable or questionable. Yeah.
Yeah. The only one we know for sure that won't play, of course, Justice Winslow.
And we can assume Deion Waiters.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's a fair assumption at this point.
He doesn't even warm up.
It's like
he don't even pump fake and act like he's getting in.
It's the craziest damn thing. All right, what else you have, Solana?
15-year-old Coco Gauff defeated Aussie Open defending champion Naomi Osaka at the Aussie Open yesterday.
All right.
That's big time.
And Serena Williams fell in 3 sets to Wang Quang.
Wang Quang be balling.
Sorry, Crowder.
Huh?
Canes Hoops is at UNC tomorrow. That's at 12 p.m. It'll be on 560 The Joe WQAM, but it'll also be on ESPN2.
Okay. All right.
LeBron and Giannis Antetokounmpo were named All-Star captains. The starters were released for the All-Star game. Jimmy Butler did not make the starters.
All right. A little bit of a disappointment for Heat fans, but Ira told us in the 2 o'clock hour, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, they're going to be on the All-Star team.
Jimmy should have been over Pascal Siakam.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like Giannis. Totally. Come on, man.
Yeah. Pascal Siakam, absolutely.
And finally, guys, loneliness is on the rise, and millennials and members of the Generation Z are lonelier than older generations, according to a new survey.
Because y'all don't know how to talk to people face-to-face. Y'all got to tweet and email.
How do you know
how to talk to people face-to-face.
But how do you measure the current status of loneliness? That's the part that I'm a little confused on. Loneliness is on the rise.
Fuck, they don't know how to speak to humans if they're looking at them.
But I get it. Like, conceptually, I would believe that loneliness is on the rise. But, like, what's that new virus that's out? Coronavirus?
Coronavirus, yeah.
You can measure that. This person has it. Yeah. Well, it's on the increase because now two persons have it. Now three people have it. The loneliness thing seems a little more nebulous to me. Anyway, you have weather.
I 100% agree with it, because I'm around a lot of young people coaching and all. They can't speak to humans. They don't know how to talk to people if you're staring at them.
Somebody texts in a good start to a joke. A Jew and a black guy walk into a bar. They never stop talking about Zion Williamson.
Welcome to the show.
All right, you have weather there, Solandria?
Shalat shalom.
Scallops and shalom.
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is partly cloudy. Man, people are going to hate me saying SoFla during the big game, by the way.
No, you're the guy that's going to really set the tenor for South Florida. Like, you're going to be one of the movers and shakers. You're kind of like an influencer.
I agree. I don't disagree with anything you just said there.
Solana's going to be down on Radio Row with us. So Crowder and I, Monday through Friday next week, we will be at the Miami Beach Convention Center. We're going to be at the Miami Beach Convention Center, and you about to be a rich brother. So
come on, champ.
He's going to be
– Come on, champ.
He's going to be with us at the convention center. We're going to do the show there Monday through Friday. Dan Day, who usually runs our affiliates here, he's actually going to be producing the show from the studio here, and then we'll have myriad fill-ins who are doing what Dan Day does on the other side. But Dan Day will keep it all on lockdown. But we're going to have some fun. So you should follow me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, and Jay Fig all on Instagram, because we'll obviously post a lot of videos and pictures and all that stuff. So find us on Instagram and follow everybody. All right, what were you doing there?
That was Weather. It was brought to you by Hialeah Park. And for the best poker promotions in SoFla, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
I'm going to give you the big game clue right now. I'm going to give you the 3 o'clock hour clue. And then again, you got another clue coming in the 4 o'clock hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, you're listening for the cue to call. Do you have, Solana, the cue to call? This is what you're listening for in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to miss that sound.
It's catchy.
So today's the last day. So when you hear that in the 5 o'clock hour, that'll be your cue to call. You want to be the first correct caller at 786-360-0790. First correct caller that can identify the big game we've given you clues about. If you are that correct caller, you will immediately get a $50 gift card for Jersey Mike's, and you'll be entered in the drawing for the 2 tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi, which, by the way, we're going to draw the winner in the 5 o'clock hour today. You'll find out today if you're going to the big game, courtesy of us here and Pepsi. So here is your big game clue for the 3 o'clock hour. Through the first 3 quarters of this big game, only 6 total points were scored. Through the first 3 quarters of this big game, only 6 total points were scored.
My kind of football.
Put that in your back pocket. Maybe you'll need the 4 o'clock hour clue. Maybe you've already got it. Put it in your back pocket. You're waiting around till 5 o'clock today, and we'll fire off that cue to call, and who knows, just might be you. Omar Kelly is going to join us next from Mobile. He's getting ready to get out of there. He's going to fly back here, but he can give us his observations from the Senior Bowl and what the Dolphins might be focusing in on. So we'll talk a little Dolphins with Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel in the next segment.
You gotta check out the world's famous Tootsie's Cabaret. It's been voted best adult club in the country. I've been going for 15 years, and trust me, I agree 100%. It is the best. I've done my research. You gotta check out Tootsie's. 64,000 square feet of adult fun. It's a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar right there attached. Watch all your games, any sports you want, basketball, football, baseball, hockey, rugby, soccer, everything you want to watch, and the fights, pay-per-view, UFC, boxing. No extra charge for pay-per-view. There are hundreds of TVs in Tootsie's, so whatever you want to watch is going to be on dozens of them, and no need to watch commercials or undercards, because if you turn your head a foot to the left or right, you will see one of the 100 beautiful women that work at Tootsie's. Tootsie's is open from noon to 6 a.m. That's 18 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's for us, but I want y'all to go check out the lunchtime, the lunch spot. Happy hour is from noon to 8 p.m., and during happy hour, the drinks are half price. There is no cover charge. You walk right on in, and the food is amazing. That's why I said go there for lunch. Try the fried lobster. You'll love it with the rice. It is so good. Wings, calamari, nachos, pizza, burgers, cheesesteaks. It is delicious. All of it is great. And if you're leaving or coming to the Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket or ticket stub and hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers for free. You get into Tootsie's for free with a ticket or ticket stub from Hard Rock Stadium. And Hard Rock Stadium is just a few minutes away from Tootsie's Cabaret. Best adult club in the country, and I'm telling you, you gotta go see for yourself. Go to tootsiescabaret.com for more details.
All right, we'll talk with Omar Kelly in the next segment here on Hockman and Crowder. The Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Now, if you were listening to our show on 790 The Ticket, you just got the morning traffic. We were aware of that. I don't know if morning traffic played on 560 The Joe, but I know it played on 790 The Ticket. So ignore traffic, what you just heard.
Tell you what happened in the past.
Right, if you wanted to know what happened this morning on traffic. But that was not the lovely Gia. We will get the traffic situation sorted out. All right, let us go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline because Omar Kelly is going to join us. First, before we do, I want to talk quickly about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, because right now is the perfect time. I know you go January now. Yes, right now is the perfect time to start thinking about Impact Windows and Doors for your home. Take care of it now. That way, when hurricane season rolls around, you can relax knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. And I always suggest BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. And it really is a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. And my friends Tom and Brett at BNT, they want to extend their friends and family discount to our listeners. So through the end of the month, you got a few days left still, through the end of the month, they're offering $750 off any PGT windows and doors. Just make sure your estimate is written up before the end of the month. You'll get that friends and family discount. And if you're a homeowner in South Florida, you cannot imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything in your house. So give them a call, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, let us go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. As I mentioned, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's been in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. He is joining us now. You're getting on an airplane soon, right? You're heading back?
Where'd you go?
Oh, we lost you for a second.
Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Are you at the airport?
Yes, I am.
All right, there you go. He's at the airport.
But I heard every minute of that advertisement, and then when you brought me up, I disappeared.
I mean, it's really the only important thing that I'm going to say all afternoon anyway, so you got the good stuff. Any huge takeaways from what you saw at the Senior Bowl? Did you come out? You're leaving the Senior Bowl. Did you come out saying to yourself, wow, I feel this way about this guy, and I didn't think I would?
Well, I could say I feel this way about this position.
That was a great interview.
How many listeners in South Florida would love for that to actually be the Omar Kelly interview?
There's some haters out there.
There's a lot of people that love for that to be the actual answer. That couldn't have been funnier. That was it. Well, this is the one thing that really shocked me. That was excellent.
Is that the first time you ever heard a dial tone, Solana?
I'm telling you, we've talked about this before. Millennials, young people, they don't know dial tones because there are no dial tones. Like, we hear it here in the radio station because it's an actual landline, so there's still a dial tone. Most young people who've only used a cell phone for their entire life, they have no idea what a dial tone sounds like. So they think that's like, you know, an emergency alert when they hear that sound. It's just the dial tone. If we can connect with Omar, we'll reconnect with him. If he doesn't have a signal there at the airport, that's fine too. I mean, we can talk to him next week as well. So what are you getting back there, Solana?
Omar Kelly's back on the line.
Okay, because I mean, if it's a bad connection at the airport, we'll just talk with him next week.
I think that was my fault, actually. I might have hung up on O.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
yeah.
You did that?
Yeah, I think that was my fault.
I thought we got disconnected because you had a bad signal at the airport, but maybe it was Solana's fault.
It was
funny as hell, Omar, because you said the one thing I really learned, click. It was great. So go ahead. What did you learn at the Senior Bowl?
This is a stacked group of wide receivers, probably the best group since the Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham group. I mean, I get away with any receiver I saw at the Senior Bowl and feel really comfortable with that, the fact that they can help any team. Now, unfortunately for the Dolphins, receiver just so happens to be the one and only position that they don't need to add anybody for. But there were so many receivers there that I think are top shelf talents, and those were the third day receivers. So I'm really confident about that. Also, we went there specifically to see the quarterbacks. the quarterbacks that are not named Tua and not named Joe Burrow, and walked away saying, okay, if the Dolphins select Joe Herbert or Jordan Love in the first round, not at five, but somewhere in the first round, I'm confident that they can be something respectable to build around. Herbert, I absolutely disliked all of his film when he was at Oregon. I know about his accuracy. I know about his personality. But what I say is a six foot eight quarterback who has a cannon of an arm. Hello?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay. And he was absolutely slinging it. He was slinging it, had the best day, was named the practice performer. Does that mean that he's going to be a, you know, franchise difference-making quarterback? No. But do I feel convicted that he can be a Ryan Tannehill-type quarterback and eventually in time maybe he'll lead a team to the Super Bowl? Yes. Now, Jordan Love, who had a horrendous season this year, I warmed up to him. He struggled the first day. He was okay the second day, and he totally lit the practice on fire during red zone day. The arm angle, the athleticism. I now see why people compare him to Patrick Mahomes. The ability is there. He's going to be a first-round quarterback. It will be at least four first-round quarterbacks. The question is, which quarterback is he? Is he a quarterback that played in 2008? And just tore it up with a good offensive line, a running game, some good receivers? Or is he the quarterback you saw in 2019, which was playing under a new coach, had a bad offensive line, no running game, and lackluster wide receivers, and absolutely sucked? So it really comes down to whether or not he fits your scheme and your system, and he without a doubt is the prototype of the quarterback that Chan Gailey is going to be looking for based on what I'm told.
You know, I think you kind of hit on this with your last, you know, answer. But when you go see a guy in the Senior Bowl and he looks good, does that then make you go watch his film? Because when people praise a guy for 2-3 days of practice, I think it's crazy. This man just had 40 games in college, 30 games in college. You watch him for 3 days, mm-hmm. You fall in love with him. Like, is that what happens? You see him on the field and say, damn, let me go look into him more.
I say this all the time, which is why I have respect for the evaluators that go to the Senior Bowl. There is a difference when you look at a quarterback – close and personal versus when you watch the film or watch a game on television. You cannot see the velocity. You cannot see the arc of the ball. You cannot feel the pressure. You can't hear the thud that it comes into a receiver's pass. I put one video on Twitter. You know, I nearly got run over yesterday. The action was that close to me. I mean, I nearly got run over a couple times yesterday, but the action was, I was in the end zone and the tight end literally was about to run me over because I was taking video and not really paying attention to what was going on. So it's different when you see it close and personal. Herbert was not a fan of him. I watched just about every game he played this year. Just not a fan. But when I saw the tools that he had, I thought to myself, you know what? Somebody who's a good quarterback coach, they could work with him and get the best out of him. Maybe Mario Cristobal did not get the best out of him. I know Mario. Mario's not a quarterback coach. And then Jordan Love, it took me a while to warm up to him. It did take me a while to warm up to him. And when I saw him in red zone day, woo, it was pretty crowded. It was real pretty. He could put the ball in places that only his receiver can catch.
And oh, you're known for this. They killed you. Was it Legadoo Nene? So, but I know you do it now. You fall in love now.
Just hearing that name gives him tremors.
But bro, quarterback or otherwise, who's that man crush? Who'd you fall in love with?
There's an SMU receiver. I basically don't know their names at this point, but he just absolutely. I think it's Brochet or something like that. I'm getting out my roster just to see if I can tell you the name. He is a slot. He reminds me a lot of T.Y. Hilton. I don't know exactly what he's going to run or all that stuff, but I could tell you right now, Prochet's name is James Prochet from Southern Methodist University. Stud. To me, all the receivers were very good. You know, the Jefferson kid from Florida, he was very good. There was a Baylor wide receiver, Mims. He was very good. The Tennessee wide receiver, he was cocky as hell, but he was very good. Dayton tight end Adam Trautman. Like, that guy has to be on the Dolphins. No question. He's an inline guy. He literally, you hear him just hustling when he's running. He's just giving it his all. I really fell in love. Even the FAU tight end. Like, he belonged. He was really impressive to me. I feel like, let's be real about it. Mike Gesicki is a slot-ish receiver right now.
Yes.
You need a legitimate tight end to make this offense come alive.
Omar Kelly writes for the Sun Sentinel. He's in Mobile last few days, flying home today. Real quick here about the Dolphins coaching staff, because we've talked about it with you before. There's been a lot of turnover, but they have solidified Brian Flores' coaching staff. Are you happy with it? Are you confident in the Dolphins coaching staff that has been assembled?
I like it better than the last coaching staff, and here's why. I didn't think you guys know this, and it's been very controversial in Dolphins land. Didn't think the last coaching staff did a very good job. In terms of coaching players, yeah, you got some guys standing out, and everybody's going to say, well, that roster wasn't supposed to win games, and look, they won 5 of 9 games. Well, it happens, Brian Flores kind of agreed with me in terms of, it wasn't good enough in terms of what they were doing. I say this all the time, Ryan Fitzpatrick, prop that team up like a kickstand. And the reality is, there's going to be there's a supposedly the Ryan Fitzpatrick cycle of life. It's coming. and the question is, what can you do to counteract that? And also, Brian Flores was not comfortable with the teaching that was going on and primarily with the quarterback development that was going on. And especially with Jim Caldwell not being part of the staff, he knew he had to do better. He knew he needed a veteran coach, and he chose Chan Gailey. Say whatever you want about Chan Gailey and his age. I make this point to everybody who brings up his age. I have covered the Dolphins now. This is going to be my 12th season. I've never had an offensive coordinator longer than 2 years. You explain that to me. No, I think it's 3 years.
They were terrible. Because they're terrible.
Or they were good.
Yeah, either they're really good and they get elevated, or they're really bad and get replaced, or the coach gets fired. It's the cycle of life in Dolphins land. I don't sit here and expect a coach to be here for more than 3 years. So if you worry about Chan Gailey coaching into these, don't worry about it. You're good. And I like the fact that Chan Gailey, he is considered an innovator in college football. Yes, he's an old dude, but he's credited as the first head coach that really infused the spread offense into the NFL game. Like, give him some credit for that. Also, what Brian Flores says he likes is his adjustments, in-game adjustments. No matter what, Brian Flores coached against him. No matter what you presented, Chan Gailey had a beater for it. And, those are the coaches that I think that excel in the league, the people who are adaptable. And Chan Gailey has proven that he's adaptable over the years. So I like this coaching. I like the change because, it wasn't getting any better. Maybe it could have got better, but, it wasn't. It could also get worse.
Do they hire a guy to pull around his oxygen machine?
Oh, stop it. Guys, what is
oh,
he?
My God.
What is he, 67?
Yeah, 67.
I do not allow age slander on this show. That's recent, too. That's only since I turned 50. I do not allow age slander on this show anymore.
Slot left for 45 base.
Before last November, I did. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com.
They give y'all oxygen on the sideline.
Have a safe flight, Omar. Have a safe flight.
See you there. All right, good.
His phone was cutting out there at the end. We do not allow age slander on this show. Ever since I turned 50, there's no more age jokes.
Going over here, Tua.
We do not allow age jokes.
Look quick on the out.
On this show. We got a lot of stuff to get to still this afternoon. We gave you the clue in the 3 o'clock hour. There's still another clue to come in the 4 o'clock hour. In the 5 o'clock hour, someone's going to find out that they just won 2 tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi. This is going to be one hell of an exciting 5 o'clock hour. You know how we do it at 5 o'clock on Fridays anyway. Dan Day's getting his montage ready back there. Solana's getting the song ready over there. We're getting ready to pick a winner for 2 tickets to the big game. Things are happening.
I'm excited.
Things are going to go off this afternoon.
Y'all got to get down to Lubeck Road. Coconut Creek Chevrolet, get down there this afternoon. We're doing such great things. Go see a great dealership and a great friend of mine, Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and they're your Silverado headquarters. If you like pickup trucks, you got to check out the 2020 Silverados. They will blow your mind. And everybody knows you always pay less at Lubeck Road. Thousands less than any other dealer in the nation. When you go into this beautiful dealership, you'll see other dealers there that can't hook themselves up, their loved ones, their parents up, like Eric Nunez can hook you up at Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Go see Eric, and I'm not just talking. The sales staff wins awards. The service department wins awards. It is an immaculate showroom. I'm telling you, you got to go see for yourself. You will love it. Conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right, let's take a quick break here. And we'll come back with even more Hockman and Crowder.
Time we have wasted on the way.
Wasted on the way.
This is Little River Band.
This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Correct.
All right.
No man, one of them.
Well, you got the Crosby, you got the Stills, you got the Nash.
Never met them. Never heard of
them. Never heard of Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
I know Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, sure. He was in this band.
The
Mason Crosby. It's Mason Crosby, Kenny
Nash.
Stills.
Steve Nash.
And Steve Nash. There you go.
Their voices got light.
I just saw Jay Figg in the hallway, and I can always see Dan Day across the way in the glass. They're both going to – oh, there's Jay Figg. There's such a glare in the studio here that I can't always see who's next to Solana. But Jay Figg's going to be out at our watch party. So we're going to have our big game watch party at Dave & Buster's. It's the one in Hollywood, in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. And so I remind everybody, if you're looking for a place, oh, I meant to talk to them today. So they're bringing in real Kansas City barbecue. Like, again, you can order off the Dave & Buster's menu. They're going to have $5 bar bites with Mexican street corn quesadillas, Bavarian pretzels with beer and cheese, loaded pork pot stickers, guacamole and chips. They're going to have $4 22-ounce Bud Light and Miller Lite drafts, $5 craft pints, Sam Seasonal and Lagunitas. And they've got this, what they call the Wow Wall. It's a 42-foot TV. It's as crazy as it sounds. And then they've got the sports bar in there that's got all the other TV. Like, it is a perfect setup. We specifically asked to do our watch party there, and that's where we're doing it. So Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. But my friend Steve over there sent me, like, the card that they're doing for this Kansas City barbecue. So they're bringing in one of the pit masters from Swamp Boys Barbecue. I guess these guys are super popular. And there's another pit master from Fergalicious Barbecue and KC Grilling Company. And they're selling tickets on Eventbrite for this portion of it because they're doing a Friday night thing and then obviously, I'm sorry, a Saturday night thing and then Sunday for the game. And it's unlimited Kansas City barbecue, like real Kansas City barbecue that these pitmasters are going to be cooking in the parking lot, you know, in those metal pits. I don't know what whatever those are, but Kansas City barbecue. I've never been to Kansas City, but Kansas City barbecue is supposed to be the best.
Yes.
So
when
it's,
we go play in Kansas City, we usually run the strip clubs. We used to run to the restaurants up there
because the barbecue.
Yeah, and they don't just put all that sauce all over.
Right.
They smoke it.
Like the brisket is like the best brisket that you'll ever eat.
Stupid good.
So Jay Figg will be there with us. Dan Day will be there with us. I will be there. Crowder will be there. I'll announce some more next week. And it's Dave & Buster's. You don't have to get tickets in advance on Eventbrite, but you can if you want to make sure that you're involved with the Kansas City barbecue portion of it. And so that'll be on Sunday, February 2nd. Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. It is going to be fun. I am so looking forward to this Super Bowl because I just think it's going to be a good game. Here are some of the props, which we will be talking plenty about next week. Total passing yards on Jimmy Garoppolo. You want to guess?
160?
239.5.
Under.
Because I guess the notion is that you're going to have to pass in order to keep up with Mahomes.
Yeah, but under.
239.5. You want to guess the total passing yards over under for Patrick Mahomes?
350?
304. 304.5.
I'd go over on that.
Yeah.
Because the front seven of the 49ers are monsters. Why would you run straight
they
into
throw.
Them?
They throw 50 times a game.
Yeah, I'd go over on that 304.
Dolly.
You know what? The Jimmy G is the toughest thing to bet this bowl game.
Well, you said at the beginning of the show that he's had games where he's thrown for 400 yards.
Yeah, he had 300-plus-yard games. But when you throw 6 for 8 for 77 yards the week before,
that is, and again, we'll talk with Lee Sterling later on in the 4 o'clock hour, but that is the recency bias, right? Yeah. Everyone's recency bias on Jimmy Garoppolo is they don't throw.
Yep.
Right? The same thing with Ryan Tannehill, Tennessee, right?
And KC's run defense is terrible. They're like 27 in the league. So you can run on them. Why would you try to throw? This is tough.
Over under on receiving yards for George Kittle.
Oh, 60?
70.5.
That's tough.
Over under receptions for George Kittle?
4.
6.
I go under.
How about Travis Kelce? Over under receiving yards for Travis Kelce.
Right around this, 70, right around there.
74.5.
Yeah. He didn't do anything last game.
Nope. But the game before
went crazy.
Seeing there's so many props. And then there's the novelty props, obviously, which, you know, I mean, your head can spin. Because you can really get confused watching a Super Bowl if you have too many prop bets.
Do they have 49ers sacks on there? Because they're going to get to Patrick.
I don't know if I have it on this particular list that I'm looking at.
Yeah, because I'm with that.
Yeah, these are all offensive props.
You're not going to shut down Patrick Mahomes, but that front four of the 49ers are going to get to him.
You know,
Tennessee was getting to him. Houston was getting to him.
Speaking of over-unders, we've got this Prize Picks app that we've been using, and now Solana's got some money in the account as well. And so what did you say at the beginning of the show today? Because this made sense.
Butler over.
Oh, yeah. You said Butler over tonight. Prize Picks, if you need more action for your fantasy sports life, Prize Picks has you covered. You could download the app at the App Store or Google Play, or you can go to prizepicks.com and check out the board and start winning today. So it's this app, and it's based on fantasy points. And so you're playing an over or an under, and you're trying to win 2, 3, or 4 players, right? And you have to pick the over the under. So I'm going to look at Jimmy Butler for tonight because Crowder's take, and I think this is right on, is that Jimmy Butler, the day after he finds out he's not an all-star starter and Pascal Siakam is, he's going to go off. I'm scrolling down on the app. Oh, he's not listed yet, huh? I guess because they don't know if he's going to play tonight or not?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah. Let me see what Trae Young, 46 tonight. All right, so we're going to have to figure it out. Pascal Siakam tonight. Toronto plays the Knicks. His fantasy projection is 39.
Over.
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too.
Is he hurt?
Why? I mean, you think that he's going to go off?
Well, I just think Pascal Siakam does everything for that team. He's their best player. And what was it, 38
39.
39 is not that much, is it?
Right, because it's based off fantasy points. So, like NBA, the scoring chart for NBA games, it's 1 point for a point. And you get, 1.2 points for a rebound, 1.5 points for an assist, 3 points for a block, 3 points for a steal. You lose a point for a turnover. All right, I'm going to have to come back and look at it when the Heat game is posted tonight because I think you're right on Jimmy Butler. Now, maybe they take that into account and the number, because this happens anytime that you're doing anything on over or under, and then you find out, oh, the over is 57. Huh? Changes your mind.
How'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I picked 3 players, and I went 1 out of 3. One of your Ish Smith was right on. I got to look at what my
Bradley Beal, Ish Smith.
Bradley Beal went under.
And LeBron.
I had Bradley Beal under 41.5. He put up 47.4 fantasy points. Ish Smith, you told me to take the over 24.5. He put up 35.3. And the other one we took was LeBron. Rob Pizzola, the professional sports gambler, was on with us yesterday. He said that his spies told him that the Lakers partied hard in New York. He said to bet in real betting the Brooklyn Nets first quarter and first half. They were both losers.
Yes.
They were both losers. But in that under that kind of advice, we took the LeBron James under. Because I feel like, oh, he is tired, and they were out partying. And I had under 54, and it ended up being 57.4. And he even sat for a lot of the fourth quarter because they were up so much. Yeah. So
he messed around and got a triple-double.
Anyway, the app is really fun. So download the Prize Picks app. You can get it in the App Store, Google Play, or you can go to prizepicks.com. And when you're signing up, make sure there's a little spot that says referral code. Put in 305. Put in 305, and you'll get a free two-pick to win $50. So in that referral code, put in 305. We'll have to check the Jimmy Butler numbers later, though.
But that thought about them hanging out, just being out late doesn't make you not. I'm talking about where they out drinking,
well,
smoking. Like,
don't you think that that's what
research.
Happened to the Heat when they had that little road trip to New York? Remember, they had the Knicks and then the Nets, and they lost to both of them, but they were up in New York for like 2 or 3 days. I think that's what happened.
Ralph Waiters had his gummy bears, maybe. But
I think,
I'm just saying, like, people say, oh,
I know what you're saying.
They're out late, man. Were they out late drinking water? Because staying up till 3 in the morning is not
hard. I got you. Most people don't stay up till 3 drinking water, though.
That's what I'm making. I'm getting it. Seems like LeBron has some Gatorade in his pocket.
Crowder, aren't these guys used to playing like that, though? Like drinking all night, waking up at 10 a.m.
He did it
around.
In college.
That's
he told
what
us
I'm saying.
In college he didn't even sleep, and then he would go to practice in the morning.
I think it's the lamest thing now where we credit everything to South Beach flu or the
no,
Heat lost
but
those
we
games.
Read something from like Maxim magazine or something that actually broke it down.
No, it was James Harden and cities where the strip clubs
yeah,
would pop in.
Yeah.
But it like physically, like if you just think about it, dehydration, alcohol dehydrates you, it makes you tired, your insides, you
but
know,
they're used
liquor's
to it.
Running through your system. But
they're used to it.
LeBron spends, what do you say, $1.5 million a year on his body. I think that's why he's performing like he is at 35. So it does catch up with you. I've told the story. We went out party hard on a Thursday before LSU game on a Saturday, and I end up playing. It was at in the swamp, and me and Jarvis Herring, who the hell is Jarvis? Me and Jarvis started on every special teams and on defense. We ended up playing like 110 snaps. In the fourth quarter, I started coughing, and I could taste Hennessy. And I didn't drink since Thursday, and this is Saturday night in the swamp. So this is over 48 hours later. I could taste Hennessy when I was coughing. So at the time, I'm like, oh, I'm tough. I'm out here playing. It might have affected me. Like, now as a grown-up, it might have affected me, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, no, it would make sense. I understand what Solana's saying. First of all, you know, I go out, if we go to Vegas or whatever, I go out with Crowder. Crowder and his friends, the former athletes, they are built differently. They just are.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Gino Toretta, like, what you guys can drink. Not to give away state secrets or whatnot, but honestly, like, they're just built differently. I have one half of one drink. I asked Crowder to carry me back to my room and tuck me in.
Nah, but like Crowder and I, we drink, we go out, and then we come in the next day and we kill these shows, you know? Like, I go to Dirty Rabbit, a little perreo, and then I come in, I kill these shows back here. So I get what you're saying.
You Hodge. Legitimately are killing the show. You are correct in that. I agree with you. You are killing the show. We have the next code word for your chance at winning $1,000. That's coming up a little bit after 4 o'clock. Also, the 4 o'clock clue. Someone today will win two tickets to the big game just listening to this show. That is unbelievable. Guys, Mens.com, let me talk about them. They're offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. Mens.com makes it easier than ever. For men to address ED, they offer generic Viagra or Cialis for just a fraction of the cost. And again, they're now even offering your first month starting at just $5. Think about this. You get erectile dysfunction prescriptions delivered conveniently and discreetly to your front front door. You don't have to go to your doctor's office. You don't have to have an embarrassing conversation with your doctor. The Mens.com process is all online and takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor, and they're even located in the U.S. So don't put off your needs any longer. If you want to enhance your performance, visit Mens.com for generic Viagra or Cialis. Get your first month starting at just $5. You can treat ED easily with Mens.com. That's FDA approved. Mens.com. Quick break, and we will come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.